is Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Wake the fun up.
420 coming up this weekend, and it has officially been 6 months since cannabis has become legal.
Oh, boy. You know, what a different world we live in now. Do you remember that time we hit the streets to find out what people thought about the legalization of cannibalism?
Yeah.
Well, you know. Here's a fun fact.
Yeah.
If you say cannibalism very quickly, most people think you're talking about cannabis.
No, not the same thing.
Nope.
No. You can't mix those two up. That's a stretch.
Oh, yes, you can. If you slur cannibalism into cannabis.
Isn't that like Hannibal Lecter?
That's when you eat people.
Yeah.
As I found out, if you say it quickly enough, you can get some great reactions and some very interesting answers to its legalization. Obviously, now you know about the legalization of cannibalism, right?
I do.
And how do you feel?
How do I feel? I feel like I'm actually shocked that this is happening in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm. You didn't think it would happen?
No, I didn't think it would happen. Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. So this is, like, amazing.
How do you feel about the fact that cannibalism is now legal here in Canada?
If you'd asked me 20 years ago, I would have gone, oh. But I gave up when my kids were born, you know?
Eating people when my kids were born.
Good question. How do you feel about the legalization of cannibalism?
I think it's, at this point, one step forward and three back, considering everything's getting shut down, and sounds like it's a pretty slow-moving process.
Yeah, sometimes it is. Yeah. Would you say that you prefer doing it with friends or strangers?
Friends.
Friends. Okay. They don't mind?
They don't mind.
They don't mind. Okay.
Well,
nobody caught on?
How do you feel about the legalization of cannibalism?
Eh, I don't like the smell. It's not for me, but for other people, I guess it's okay.
No!
I don't like the smell. It's not for me, but for other people, I guess it's okay.
Obviously, you heard about the legalization of cannibalism, right?
I have. Okay. Cannibalism.
Did you say cannibalism?
Cannibalism. I was like, oh, I love to eat people.
Okay, so there's an etiquette expert giving tips on what kind of touching at work is okay.
Oh, dear. Why are we talking about this?
Oh, no.
Is it because of what just happened in the studio?
This is an intervention. This is a public meeting.
Yeah.
To sit down and sit through the course here.
Because I did have I was helping producer Jordan with a couple of things here in the studio.
Yes.
And my hand was pretty low down his back.
It was near my butt. Kind
yeah.
of. Like, it wasn't touched.
I mean, I had permission.
Yeah.
You were like, can you help me with this? I was like, okay.
So behind the scenes, we're planning something later in the show. Because Easter, of course, is this weekend. We've got our version of the Easter Bunny. It's producer Jordan. And we're going to share that with you coming up after 8:30. And we're going to hide some prizes around town. If you find the hidden prizes and you find producer Jordan, well, you win. Super easy. So we're just getting the costume ready today, which looks hilarious.
Yeah.
All right. So when it comes to what kind of touching is okay at work, this etiquette expert says, keep it to a light touch. So let me give you some examples here.
Oh.
Shaking hands. Fist bumps, high fives, a light tap on the shoulder, a quick pat on the back, all okay as long as it doesn't last more than a few seconds.
Okay. Oh. And it's got to be light, so.
No, see, now you're caressing. Caressing is bad.
That's not how you touch people at work.
Okay.
No.
Just to confirm, light touching okay?
What I did, not so
much. No, not okay.
No to the caress.
Yeah. They also note that you should never touch anyone's hair at work.
Oh.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Who's touched your hair, Sonia?
People have been like, oh, your hair, it's so nice. And they're like, oh, is that all your real hair? And they'll touch it and they'll be like,
oh, yeah, I've seen people do that to you.
Why are you doing that? We're in the kitchen. You probably just touched your food.
They're touching your hair as we're asking, is this real hair? And they, sometimes I guess some would come out if it wasn't.
Yeah, they're like, let me just pull it real quick just to make sure. Are you lying?
Like when kids check Santa's beard. Like, is this real? Hugging is, what do you think, okay
not
or okay? It is okay, according to this one etiquette expert at work, under certain conditions. They say you should be aware of gender, age, and power differences. But you should make sure that both people are okay with hugging. So you should be checking first.
Okay, so this story is for you, Kevin.
Yes.
So our boss, he's a great guy, but...
Oh, this is never going to be a good story. When you think, he's a great guy, but...
He's a great guy, but... John is like me and like our boss, John, and he's not much of a hugger. He just doesn't hug for no reason. Kevin is a hugger. Yeah, so man. Kevin will like go up to him sometimes if there's something to celebrate, like we've got some good news. He'll be like, that's great. And Kevin will go. And then he's like, oh.
Let go now.
Okay. I'm pretty sure he keeps both his hands down on either side, our boss does.
Oh, it's awkward.
The etiquette expert does suggest not to do the full body contact hug.
Oh.
So to do the lean in or the side hug or the awkward, like, I'm kind of hugging you, but not hug. That's okay at work, they say. If like your chest touches, they say that's bad.
Oh, so shoulder to shoulder.
Weird. This
shoulder
is weird.
Shoulder to shoulder?
Yeah.
I feel like...
What kind of dance move are you doing?
That's what I feel like. You start with one shoulder and then the other one. There you go.
And that's how you get written up for HR.
Yes.
So it's one move away from the hokey pokey.
Just
and
work
also,
from home today.
Just add that caress in too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ew. Yeah. Disgusting.
Petting.
Oh, no.
Stick to the high five. You should be okay, according to the etiquette expert.
This is Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Wake the fun up.
So the kids have the Easter Bunny. But here in the show, we have producer Jordan dressed up as something that's just for the grown-ups. Producer Jordan, the Easter sausage.
Yeah.
But much like the Easter Bunny, he's got bunny ears. He's got the bunny tail. He's got a fancy little bow tie.
He's just a different color.
Yeah, it's the sausage costume lends well to, you know, it's very seasonal. It's very adaptive. He also gives out chocolate. So producer Jordan is at a mystery location right now, and you are in full costume.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
But
I am hiding.
Good, good. Don't scare anybody and don't get arrested for lurking in the bushes. But
wait, are you actually behind a bush? Like when you say you're hiding, like you placed it.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm going to hide. This is about hiding eggs.
Yeah, okay, but where are you hiding then?
I'm hiding behind a bush. No lie right now.
All right, God. Producer Jordan, hook us up with your first hint of your secret location.
I have my egg, and it's hidden in plain sight.
Wait, sorry, Jordan. Hang on.
Yeah, you have to do it in an Easter bunny voice.
Oh, God.
Easter sausage voice. I mean, your sausage that looks like the Easter bunny. Can you do it in sort of a fun character voice?
Okay, now. I have my egg, and it's in plain sight. You can have it if your guess is right. It's raining a lot, so please find me quick. There's triple O's inside. That would do the trick. Easter is coming, and I'm your guy. This is the place you might find Bill Nye. Is that good? Does that work?
That's going to haunt my dreams.
That's
for a very
pretty
long
fantastic,
time.
I thought.
Yeah. If this costume ain't going to haunt your dreams, that voice sure will.
It's really the combination of both, I think.
It's a double whammy here.
Okay, so again, you left the gift somewhere at this mystery location. Solve the puzzle. Find the gift, and producer Jordan will jump out and greet you with a celebratory. You found it, and hopefully not scare you to death.
Okay.
For your sake, I hope people solve this.
I know. I hope so, too. I'm transferring to another bush as we speak. Okay.
Oh, producer
I mean, he's committed.
Jordan.
We'll give him that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. If you know where producer Jordan is, head to that secret location and go claim your prize from the Easter sausage.
Kiss Radio.
Wake the fun up with Kevin and Sonia.
All right, happy Easter, friends. Now, the Easter Bunny is often giving away lots of great presents and gifts and candies and chocolates to kids. But what about the adults? Well, that's why we decided to create our very own Easter mascot, producer Jordan, the Easter sausage. In his trademark sausage costume, we added some bunny ears, a bunny tail, and a very fancy bunny bow tie to make it fancy. And producer Jordan has hidden a secret gift at a very popular location. Producer Jordan joins us on the line right now. Again, he's hiding, but give us that clue one more time in your bunny voice, your sausage voice, if you will.
Okay. I have my egg, and it's hidden in plain sight. You can have it for your guess is right. It's raining a lot, so please find me quick. There's the triple O's inside. That would do the trick. Easter is coming, and I'm your guy. This is a place you might find Bill Nye.
trust me, if a guy with that kind of voice is telling me to go somewhere, I'm probably going as far away as possible from that location.
And you're talking about me, and I'm hiding in a bush outside this location, okay? It's already creepy enough.
None of it sounds very good, but so you're standing there.
And literally, yeah. Like, you've hidden the Purdy's gift card, wait, and then you booked it to a bush nearby so you could watch to see.
Like 100 meters away, yes, and I'm in a sausage bunny costume.
Okay, all right.
Behind a bush.
Conspicuously.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Is there anyone who's wandering around the area?
A couple people are here. There's one girl looking around. Oh, she just found it. Okay. She just found it.
Jump out from your bush and surprise her.
Oh, my God. Did you find it? You found my Easter surprise. Oh, my God. Crazy. What's your name?
Jenny.
Jenny, nice to meet you. Oh, my God. Where are you going right now?
I'm just going to work.
You're going to work. Where do you work?
I work from home, but I'm going to a cafe.
So you just swung by here to find the prize.
I was just driving by and I heard on the radio and I was like, oh, I'm right by Science World, so I'm going to go check it out.
And my clues were good, hey?
Oh, amazing.
What about that voice?
It was okay.
And what about this costume?
You know, I'm loving it. I was like a bit confused because it's like a sausage bunny, but...
Whenever people see me in this, they're always confused, so that makes sense.
I know, God.
Well, congrats. I'll give you a hug.
Happy Easter! Happy Easter!
Sorry if you have nightmares tonight.
Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
How much have you thought about the name that you're going to give to your child? Probably quite a bit sometimes. Well, it turns out that one mom, 1 year after she named her child, completely regrets it. So you're probably wondering, why?
Was it that bad?
Is it that bad? Yeah, exactly. The name was Ezra. Not a bad name at all.
The reason
why she regrets the name is because she actually had a different name that she had picked out. It was Jara. Jara was the name. She hadn't told anybody about the name. And then once the baby was born, she told her friends and her family. Her family was very like, oh, that's a terrible name.
After the baby was born, they said that?
Yeah. So she hadn't officially named the baby at this point, but had said, like, this is what I'm thinking about naming my child.
So she had told the parents, and the parents kind of weighed in on this?
Yeah. And so she was like, ugh. And they're like, that's a bad name. So she's like, oh, okay. And somehow changed it to Ezra at that point and wrote that down on the certificate. A year later, she goes by, and she's like, you know what? I'm really regretting this decision. I should have just gone with the name that I had planned during pregnancy and after birth that I thought was perfect for my child. And now it's not necessarily the right name. And I think about it, and a lot of parents must go through this every single time when it comes to naming their child. Like, you have to find the right name.
Oh, there's a lot of thought that goes behind it because, yes, I mean, there's a lot of responsibility. You were giving a name to a human being that they're going to have, presumably, in 99.9% of the cases, for the rest of their life. There's a lot of responsibility there, a lot of weight behind that one decision that you're responsible for. And that's why I think a lot of parents also try to keep the name to themselves completely. They don't even tell their parents, i.e. the grandparents, their best friends or anything like that, because you don't want a name that is now near and dear to you to be ruined by someone saying like, oh yeah, that's not a very good name.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And also, did you come up with Bennett's name before he was born?
Yes, we did.
Okay, and then when you looked at him, did he look like a Bennett to you? Because that happens with one of my girlfriends. She had a couple different names picked out for her daughter. And then once her daughter was born, she was like, oh, she doesn't look like the name that I had picked out. She doesn't look like that person. So we're going to go with the backup name.
Yeah, so I've heard of some parents who do that, where they really believe that a name has to fit the personality of the child. And you don't really know until you meet your child for the first time. And I think there's some validity to that as well. When we first met our child, Bennett, we thought, okay, this is actually a perfect name for it. So it kind of worked out conveniently for him.
That's when you know you were a new parent at that time. You're just calling it it.
Yeah,
All you do is a little bit breathing. A little bit of breathing. You pee sometimes. You poop sometimes.
Barely sleeping.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
It's barely a human being at that point.
You're like, it's an it.
It's an it. Then slowly becomes into a full-fledged human being.
Waking you up. Wake the fun up with Kevin and Sonia. On Kiss Radio.
Oh, boy. A lot of fans in Toronto not very happy when they saw on the Jumbotron Drake in the arena as the Leafs are taking on the Boston Bruins. And there's Drake repping the Maple Leafs jersey, and people are going, boo!
Yeah, and it's nothing to really do. Sure, they might like Drake as a performer, but Drake doesn't have a good reputation when it comes to cheering for his favorite sports teams. There is a thing known as the Drake curse.
Yeah.
And the more and more time goes on, the more it seems to have some validity.
So okay, obviously Leafs not doing well last night.
They lost last night. Yeah.
Right? They lost because, and people are pinning it on Drake. But as you mentioned, the track record, it's when he's cheering on a certain soccer team, they lose. The Raptors, whenever he shows up, repping the jersey, they lose. Kentucky basketball, Alabama football, even when he's cheering on Serena Williams or Conor McGregor with MMA, all of these people have fallen in their matches or games every time Drake shows his support. Maybe there's something to this.
I was going to say, maybe he's just always cheering for the underdog. But I mean, like, Serena Williams, not an underdog.
No. Like, Conor McGregor, not really an underdog.
It can't make him feel good. It's gotta suck. Like, you know, because he is definitely a sports fan. He's one of those people that really does enjoy it. And he can afford to go watch these games for free. He can go sit courtside at a game, at an NBA game, when we're talking, like, you know, finals and stuff like that, and be able to spend that kind of dough on it. And they don't even want you there? Like, that sucks.
Here's Drake, who's been on tour for months. He's excited to be home in Toronto. He's cheering on his team. And everyone's like, take off the jersey, man. Get out of here. Bad luck.
But that's why superstitions are real. And especially this time of year, right? Like, you know, the people that are like, I'm not cutting my hair. I'm not shaving my beard. And I'm not doing this. I'm not washing my jersey. I'm still, like, I know people who are big Raptors fans and have not washed their jersey once. And they're like, I will not wash it because every game I've gone to, they've actually won. And even since then, so now for these playoffs, I'm still sitting there. This has not been washed. And I actually sometimes feel like I'm a bit of a curse as well. But like, because here's what happened. Whitecaps haven't won at all this season until last night.
You weren't there for the game, were you?
I wasn't there at the game.
Ah.
So I'm like, could somebody go ahead and spin that as well and say, well, Sonia.
Well, you're like Drake. Maybe you, very much like Drake, are cursed. Like, any team that you support.
I thought you'd make me feel better about this, but.
No, I mean, I think I see the parallels that you're bringing up now. I mean, in most cases, you would be very flattered to be compared to Drake.
Yeah, sure.
Talented artist.
Sure, but we all do it too, right? Like, whenever a team wins and we're at the game, we're like, it must be me. I'm the good luck charm. And we all make that joke. Oh, first game of the season and they ended up winning and look how well they played. I should come to every game, right?
unless you're Drake.
Yeah.
In which there is no
way. He's never said
that. He's never ever had the pleasure of saying that because his team's always lost. I love the tweets of people saying, like, maybe you should just give him a Boston Bruins jersey instead.
Oh.
Maybe just work the system. If he's bad luck, maybe be bad luck for the opponents.
Yeah, right?
Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
420 coming up this weekend, and as part of it, the celebrations are happening at Sunset Park, Sunset Beach Park, and with it, we have Maddie B joining us.
Yeah.
With an update, because with the last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of talk about the very, you know, very apparent tension between the Vancouver Park Board, the City of Vancouver, and the organizers of the 420 rally.
It's a polarizing event, right?
Totally. Yeah. It's 25 years now that this has been going on. Yeah. So this is the big milestone anniversary. Obviously, the organizers don't want to let down on this. They don't want to squash the or limit the size of the celebration / protest. So they're going on. Cypress Hill still taking the stage on Saturday.
This is despite members of the Vancouver Park Board being like, yo, what about you guys like just toning it down a little bit? What about getting Cypress Hill to not perform so we don't have as many people? And at this point, organizers are saying, yeah, no, we're still going to go ahead with all of it.
Because people like Maddie B, I mean, who live around the area.
Yeah.
You said this on the air the other day. This is a huge nuisance for you. And you dread 420.
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare. I start getting stressed out about a month before.
Yeah.
I used to have a big drive to work. And it took me 2 hours just to get from, like, a part of downtown to the West End. I think the problem with this event is because it is mostly unsanctioned. They don't have the permits. Therefore, they don't have the resources to have police officers rerouting traffic and the infrastructure to help the city cope with it, right? So everything else just sort of disintegrates around it, and it's an absolute nightmare. Do I think it should happen? Yeah. The big argument people are always saying, and even my boyfriend is saying, like, why are you getting so stressed out? It's not like this happens at Pride, too, right? At Sunset Beach Festival. It's crazy. There's lots of people. And I'm like, the difference at Pride is it's not about people getting intoxicated and then just releasing into downtown, right?
Right.
Like, it is a party. It's a celebration. And so is 420. But it takes on this different element. And then you get people who are trying weed for the first time or are maybe overdoing it, and then you have medical services in this very residential area. Mm-hmm. So we've decided to just leave town.
So that's the update.
Yeah.
Sonny offered on the air the other day, yeah, like, why don't you stay at her place?
I even sent him, like, a video that he could show his boyfriend to be like, this is what our patio looks like. You could be enjoying a bottle of wine right here. And look at the beautiful view. You could watch the float planes take off and all this sort of stuff. Just try to sell it to you so that your stress level wasn't as high as it was earlier this week.
I'm feeling good now. So we booked a hotel in Abbotsford. And because
this is
a fair. So luxurious. But we were looking at things to do, and the Tulip Festival is on in Abbotsford.
Sure,
like,
is.
That
it
would
is.
Be so cute and romantic. So let's get a hotel in Abbotsford.
Says the guy who doesn't like crowds is going to the Tulip Festival in Abbotsford.
It'll be fun.
Oh, no, it'll be fun. But if you're trying to avoid people, the Tulip Festival is not the place to go.
Damn it. Now I'm stressed again.
You're just replacing one weed with another type of weed.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Another plant.
Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
As we head into the weekend, another episode of Game of Thrones for the final season. This is spoiler-free, but I will tell you, the numbers are in for the piracy rate of Game of Thrones with this brand new season that just launched. So the official numbers of legal viewers in the first 24 hours was 17.4 million.
That's pretty good.
Huge numbers, massive numbers.
But
how many millions of people do you think pirated that first episode in the first 24 hours, Sonny?
More than three times that much.
Let me do the math here real quick. Yeah, 54 million people
illegally
streamed Game 100%, of Thrones.
100%.
Oh, wow.
We all look at each other like, I know. I feel like I know those people.
Mm-hmm. What country do you think is number one when it comes
United States of America.
Not in the U.S.
Is Canada?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
So U.S. is third. Second is China. India, number one. Apparently, India has a
huge... you look right at me, Sonia.
Because I'm talking to you, and you just happen to be of South Asian descent. I don't know. Well, I mean, let me ask you that question since you brought it up. Like, is your family back in India, are they huge Game of Thrones fans? Has that ever come up?
It never comes up.
Because you're right. I mean, I would have assumed that here in North America, those numbers would be high. Now, mind you, we also do have access to buying it legally, streaming it on Crave or HBO or whatever it may be.
Whatever you decide, yeah.
Maybe that service isn't available in India and China, which is why those piracy rates are so high.
Quite possible. I have no idea. I don't know about that.
People are no longer BitTorrenting it as much anymore. So when you look at the numbers from where it was a couple of years ago, BitTorrent was like the big way that people would illegally get shows and movies. Peer-to-peer sharing. Now it's mostly about streaming sites.
Do you remember way back in the day when like Periscope first started on Twitter? People would watch the UFC fights and they would just live Periscope it for anybody else who didn't want to pay the pay-per-view fee.
But they would shut them down.
Yeah, they
so
would shut
quick,
them down. And
they?
So like I wonder, like, has anyone started doing that with like Instagram Live?
Oh, probably.
Like, be able to watch it on there. I mean, it would be crappy quality. And if you've watched any episodes of Game of Thrones, you know sometimes the color quality is quite dark, so it's hard to see already. You'd really have to brighten up your screen and have some good lighting to be able to see everything.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if it saves you the monthly subscription to Crave.
I don't know. I would assume that if you are a big enough fan of Game of Thrones, that you wouldn't want to enjoy it, or you couldn't find very much enjoyment off of somebody sitting there recording off their smartphone, streaming it onto IGTV.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You know what would really help is if they reduce the cost of those DVD box sets. Or
do they still exist?
Yeah, or not even just the physical mediums, but rather if you wanted to buy the whole season.
Uh-huh.
Because like prior to the latest season of Game of Thrones, those piracy numbers were huge for the previous season and the previous seasons before that. So maybe is that part of it as well? Maybe they're just too expensive. If you wanted to catch up on seven seasons of Game of Thrones, it's going to cost you at least $100.
I think. And then you do that, and then all of a sudden you know what's going to show up on some sort of streaming platform later, and you're like, ugh!
I could have paid the $6.99.
Right, which will happen to anybody who has the Office box set.
Which was me.
Yeah, and now.
They can get on Netflix anytime you want.
Yeah.
I still prefer that because it's lazier.
Yeah, the Netflix?
Yeah.
There is a restaurant in Nevada that's making headlines for their pizza. It has pregnant people from around the world showing up for a bite. And the reason this pizza is called the Prego Pizza, and it claims to help women who are overdue deliver the baby. So what's in the pizza? Well, pretty much every topping that they have there. So salami, pepperoni, sausage, ham, ground beef, mushrooms, parmesan, oregano, black olives, bell peppers. Okay, the list goes on and on. You get the idea, right? And it's on a really thick crust. And the whole thing weighed more than 4 pounds.
Wow.
And a lot of women say that, yeah, they would eat the pizza and then their water would break as soon as they got home.
It's been 150 documented success stories with this Prego pizza from these women. And apparently, like, every single night, the restaurant has at least 10 pregnant women who are saying, all right, this pizza, it's going to be the one to do it for me, right?
Right. But hopefully they add, like, they know that they're for sure pregnant, right? I walk in. Are you pregnant? No.
Well, I mean, after eating 4 pounds of pizza, you might look pregnant. I would look pregnant walking in having 4 pounds of pizza. It's Kevin and Sonia. Tomorrow, Good Friday. So I guess we're not going to do Fist Pump Friday then, huh?
So instead, we're going to do...
Tell us something good.
Celebrating life's little and not so little victories.
It's Thumbs Up Thursday. Come on, guys. Let's see your thumbs.
Okay, fine.
Just the name sounds just really cheesy.
No, it's not. It's
not as catchy
cool
as Fist Pump Friday.
I love Thumbs Up Thursday. It's just dorky enough for you to take all those little things, big things, whatever it is, and be hella excited for them.
Like Beyonce's surprise live album and her Netflix special. Maybe that's your thumbs up. See? It didn't roll off the tongue. I told you.
No, get your thumbs way up for that one.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's the fact that you get to go to Victoria this weekend. And that's what my husband and I are going to do. I haven't gone to Victoria, and I'm such a bad British Columbian, in probably 8 years.
Wow, that long?
Yeah, I'm so now I'm like, I'm going to go. I'm going to take it all in. All I'm going to do is eat. So
yes,
I'm
going
to like pre-weigh myself tomorrow morning before I go. And then I'll have a little check-in with you guys on Monday morning and let you know how much I gained. The goal is like 5 pounds.
I'm so proud of you right now.
How about you, Kevin? Do you have a fist pump?
Speaking of getaways.
Or, sorry, thumbs up.
See, even you're having a hard time. And I have you to thank and producer Jordan as well, because I'm celebrating my birthday this weekend.
Yeah.
Even though my birthday is in December.
you're one of those half birthday guys.
Yeah. You gave me this incredible stay at
Douglas. The Autograph Collection.
That's
yeah,
right, at Park Hotel. And so Katie and I finally found a weekend where we could do our staycation. We're going to do that. We're going to have dinner at Victor, and we are so excited. You're the best around.
Yeah, it's going to ruin every other hotel stay for you for the rest of your life.
I can't wait.
It is like the best place ever. Producer Jordan?
Okay, so I got some Thumbs Up Thursdays coming in from the Kiss Radio Hits Instagram. Taryn says, finished my final exam, officially done the first year of college.
Yeah! Hey.
Amber says, my team won a soccer game this week. That's exciting.
Well done, Amber.
Yeah. Whitney says, I have Thursday off today and an extra long weekend.
Nice. Wow.
And Chris says, my brother and sister-in-law welcomed a beautiful baby boy at 8 pounds, 4 ounces. I'm an uncle.
Hey.
Yay. Oh.
I love that. That's all we can really say about babies when they're born. You know, like maybe the gender,
the length,
and the weight. Because really, at this point, they haven't done anything else.
Noteworthy. Like you're just like anxiously waiting for the first poop. Come on.
And it's all weird and tall looking the first time too.
Woo!
Thumbs
so
up
much.
Thursday continues.
That's a beautiful morning across Vancouver and the Fraser Valley.
This is Kiss Radio.
Kiss Radio.
Wake the fun up
with Kevin and Sonia.
Usually we do Fist Pump Friday, but today it's all about Sit With Me, guys.
Thumbs Up Thursday.
I'm the only one excited about that name. You guys do not like it so much, but all of these thumbs up are coming in at 104.56. Last day of work, then off to get married in Mexico next week. Feeling lucky that I will also win Match to Win today. Well, keep listening for your chance to play coming up at 9 o'clock. Another text message here. I lost 41 pounds since January 28th. I feel like a new man. Positive vibes all day and all night.
Awesome Sorry. Job.
41 pounds?
41 pounds.
Yeah.
Another text here from Susanna says she's going to Universal and Six Flags in LA and super pumped about that.
Super jealous. Yeah. I love that. 1-877-936-4487. Tell us something good. It's Thumbs Up Thursday.
Yeah, Easter, long weekend.
Yeah.
What are your plans?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a great long weekend. Happy Easter. Easter.
Happy Bye. Easter.
You too.
Bye.
Tell us something good.
Celebrating life's little and not so little victories.
It's Thumbs Up Thursday. Look at those smiles on your faces, everybody.
Mentos, thumbs up.
Couple of thumbs up that are coming in right now. Thumbs up Thursday. My son, who has cerebral palsy and epilepsy, hasn't had a seizure in 1 month.
Oh,
this is
cool.
From Taylor in Chilliwack. Says, he's listening right now, so say hi to Carson. Hi, Carson.
Hey,
what's up?
Hey. Amanda from Aldergrove. It's my 27th birthday. Another text message here. It's my friend Nikki's bridal shower on Saturday. So excited for that. Hoping that the weather holds out for it. It's supposed to be a nice day, right, Kevin, on Saturday?
Saturday and Sunday is supposed to be beautiful, high up to 18 degrees.
Ooh,
so
it's gonna be
great.
We've
got a rainfall warning right now, but we're going to be done with the rain by tomorrow evening.
Another text message. Me and my sister get to miss school for a Why Don't We concert in Seattle. See you later, BC. Another text message here. My kids, Blake and Bailey, just got their first puppy.
Aww.
And you got a long weekend to play with a puppy.
I love it. This is fantastic. A few other text messages coming in here. Last final exam of my undergrad coming up this morning. I found the perfect wedding dress last night. And also another text message here. We got a 4-day weekend with 2 Easter dinners with family and friends. Happy Easter. That one's from RC.
Kevin and Sonia's not-so-secret word. Alice, the number one Fido dealer.
All right, first of all, in Chilliwack, Maria, you've got a big plan for the long weekend. You're cheering on the Junior Chiefs in Chilliwack. Yes?
Yes.
Affirmative.
Hi. Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Do you want to give them a shout-out? You want to cheer them on publicly?
Yeah, we're going out to Burnaby this weekend for the Junior Chiefs Chilliwack. We're rooting on our boys, so go Chiefs, go.
All right.
Awesome.
Well, playing up against you, we've got Ashley in Aldergrove. What are your plans for the Easter long weekend?
Not a lot. Maybe take my daughter for an Easter egg hunt. Kind of thing.
And then make sure you take your parent tax, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Take a little off the top. In honor of Easter long weekend, our not-so-secret word is East, E-A-S-T, East, as in Easter.
All right.
Okay.
So, Maria and Ashley, we're going to give you 30 seconds on the clock each in a series of clues as to words, phrases, and names that all have East somewhere in the answer. If you get the most right in your 30 seconds, you win. If you get stuck, you can pass, but you only get
one pass.
All right, Maria, Team Kevin or Team Sonia?
Team Sonia, please.
Let's do it, Maria. 30 seconds on the clock. It starts now. The opposite of most. I like you, not the most, but the
least.
Yes. Turkey, Iraq, Saudi Arabia are all located here.
Sorry, go ahead.
Think pass. Of like, okay, pass. You need this ingredient to help dough rise. It's also a type of infection.
Eat.
Yes. My background, Punjabi Sikh. I'm also known as
not. There's not. East
like,
Indian.
Yes. It's an infamous street in Vancouver. Red Wagon Cafe is there. It's in downtown.
Oh, time is up.
East Hastings is what we're looking East for Hastings. With that one. The one you passed on, Middle East. But you got 3 correct. That could be enough.
All right. Ashley.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can throw some Science World passes into your future for the Easter long weekend. Again, the not-so-secret word is East, and our 30 seconds begins right now. It's a Disney movie. Tale as old as time.
Pass.
Okay. It's Highway 91 is also known as what?
Ooh.
It's 2 directions on a compass followed by another word. Not north and south, but what?
East-west connectors?
Yes, that's right. Okay, so when you have lots of food, you're going to have what? You're going to have an Easter what?
Feast.
Yes, correct. He's an actor in Western movies. Make my day.
Pass.
Okay.
Can I pass one?
No. That was Clint Eastwood. Two. 2 is the number.
2 is what you got, and the one they passed on earlier was Beauty and the Beast. And the Beast with a score of 3-2. Maria and Chilliwack, congratulations.
Woo!
You have won yourself a family pack of tickets to Science World, the Tellus World of Science. You're going for free, courtesy of Kiss Radio. That's the good news for you. So hopefully you won this morning. That's just the beginning of the wins that you're going to be enjoying this weekend as you get ready for that hockey championship this weekend as well.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Maria. Another chance for you to play and win coming up at 9 o'clock with
Match to win.
Match to win.
It's okay. Sonny's ready in long weekend mode. Everyone's checked out today.
No, I'm not. Weekend. I just...